Let's stay in Norway to talk with Espen Barth Eide. He's the country's deputy foreign minister, and he has a very personal stake in the tragedy there. His son was at the island camp where so many people were shot.
He was there and a witness to the whole thing. Fortunately, of course, he was able to hide and then escape, so he is unhurt. But he, as so many other youngsters, have close friends who are seriously injured or killed in the accident. And, you know, I personally know a number of the people who are not any longer with us.
Espen Barth Eide, he's Norway's deputy foreign minister. He says the attacks were particularly shocking because, in general, Norway is such a tolerant society.
There are margins of the society who are making this into a big issue. We have the normal issues, which are, you know, how do we best integrate, how do we best open our society. But, you know, the idea that this is a big problem and the threat is a view that is fortunately held by a small minority in our country.
Well, let me ask you then, do you see the roots of this attack as stemming from some sort of systemic problem in Norwegian society, or do you see this as the lone act of a clearly disturbed individual?
No, it's much closer to the latter, that this is the lone act of a person with distorted views. He has taken inspiration, obviously, from certain far-right ideologists internationally, from white supremacist ideas. But I think it would be very hard-pressed to demonstrate any direct link between the levels of immigration in Norway and these kind of political ideas. We're seeing the growth of far-right extremism in some countries in Europe, and sometimes it happens in countries with less immigration rather than more. And actually, in this country, we did have an issue with far-right extremism among the youth back in the 1980s.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a concerted effort from the security police through the school system, through society at large, in actually trying to stem this and to attack this on the broad front. And my strong impression is that there is less of it now than it used to be, and probably less than we see in even other Scandinavian countries.
I want to ask you about the political landscape there in Norway. There is this party, the Progress Party, that Breivik, the accused shooter, was briefly associated with. It's the second largest party in Norway, as I understand. And they do put issues of immigration at the center of their platform.
Well, let me put it this way. I think it's very important here to say the following. I am from the Labour Party, which would be the closest you get to the Democratic Party in the U.S., the people of the Progress Party, I fundamentally disagree with them in very many issues, but I would not in any way accuse them of any kind of participation in this. And when their leader expresses very clearly her deepest detest for these actions, I do believe her. So I don't really want to give the impression that we can associate a party that a number of Norwegians vote for with anything even close to the ideas of this madman.
Would there be a home anywhere on the political spectrum in Norway for someone espousing very right-wing extremist views?
Well, and these are difficult questions, of course. I mean, as any society, we will have some individuals with extreme views. And I think it's fair that we and all Western countries should, of course, think through whether our focus on the threats of Islamist terrorism has taken the focus away from the threats of far-right extremists.
Will this episode, do you think, prompt reviews in the way that the security services in Norway approach issues of internal extremists?
Maybe we will find out that we have for some years now not had sufficient attention. But it could also be that this person is actually quite isolated from all the political movements and is the type of lonely lunatic that is simply very difficult to put into to any kind of group. So I think we should be very careful not to jump to conclusions. Having said that, I would first want to say that not to ask these questions that you are asked would be irresponsible. But we want to do that with a strong sentiment that we want to maintain the society that we had. Because any terrorist from any side, whether foreign or domestic, he wants to change the political agenda. So the best thing the rest of us can do is not to allow the agenda to be changed, because that's when the terrorists win.
Mr. Eide, thanks very much.
Thank you for listening. Thank you.
We've been speaking with Espen Barth Eide. He is Deputy Foreign Minister in Norway.